And now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, only on 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. I am so honored to have as my guest today the Honorable Tom Stevens, who is the mayor of Hillsboro. Thank you for joining me today, Tom.
I am delighted to be here, Sharon.
Well, I have to ask the first question. How shall I address you? What should I call you?
Oh, I'm going to tell you, people call me all kinds of things.
Oh!
Some people like mayor. The kids always call me Mayor Tom. But, you know, Sharon, you've always known me as Tom. Just call
Tom,
me Tom.
I can call you Tom?
Please.
Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate that. Tom, you are the mayor of Hillsboro. What can you tell me about Hillsboro that the average person may not know?
Well, we're on a business show, Sharon. So Hillsboro has been a center of commerce for something like 1,500 years. And it really started – it's at the on the trading paths, the great trading paths, and it was the Okanichi and the Siponi who were here a millennia before the Europeans got here, and they were big traders. They helped people move up and down this trading path. And then it became, when the European settlers came, it was the county seat. This is why Hillsboro, Orange County. Orange County, in the beginning, was the entire center of North Carolina. Went from the other side of Raleigh to the other side of Greensboro. And anybody who wanted to conduct business, yeah, which means get some land or do anything that had any kind of legal business, they had to travel to Hillsboro to do this. So people know us for that colonial history. You know, afterwards, it's pretty much a quiet little town. It was a little mill town. We had two mills, just like most places in North Carolina, because
yes,
the Eno River,
yes,
goes right through the middle of town. People don't know about our 20th century history, which is one of the inaugural places for NASCAR. And so Bill France came in, put in a track. You know, there's three tracks on the National Register of Historic Places, the Bonneville Flats, Indianapolis 500, and Okanichi Speedway.
I did not know this.
Bill France left Hillsboro to start Talladega. And so we've been this quiet little town ever since about 1968. And that whole land, which is around the Eno and the racetrack, is now in the public area. It's a park that's open 365 days a year. And I think what we're looking forward to in Hillsboro is the Mounts of the Sea Trail, as we're building the river walk all along the river, and this will be part of a great place in North Carolina. I think it's the only town that the Mounts of the Sea Trail actually will go through. It'll go right through the downtown.
There must be books on this. This is fascinating about this history. 1,500 years.
Yeah, sure. There's tons of books, and every time I learn something new every week. Hillsboro is just a fascinating little town.
Now, the other thing,
from Orange County, and one of our local issues is really concerned about the ratio of property tax to commercial properties. Unlike the rest of Orange County and Chapel Hill and Carrboro, Hillsboro has a 40% commercial tax base. So we actually, in spite of being the site of county government, which has a lot of land and building and facilities there, we actually have a pretty ideal commercial tax base. It's spread in all kinds of places that you probably will not see. In the mill places, there's little industrial villages. And because of the interstates, we have a whole cluster of delivery and kinds of businesses. So people
amazing.
Don't think of it, but it's a little tiny town,
yes,
but there's a lot of things about Hillsboro that most people just don't know.
I mean, I think of Hillsboro as the sister to Chapel Hill, the sister to the Triangle, and it sounds like it started so much further back. It has more history than the sisters that I'm talking about.
Hillsboro was the center of really the western part of North Carolina when the capital moved from New Bern. So yes, we go back a long way.
A long way. Well, see, I could talk history forever, but let's get into some business. You've described so many things about Hillsboro. Is there anything else unique about Hillsboro you'd like to go into? Because it sounds pretty unique already.
Well, it is unique, and it makes it a good place to do business. Maybe I should start there about why it's a good place to do business.
Why is it a good place to do business?
And I'll give you three reasons. One is that location. You know, I've talked about the history. Well, we're still that transportation kind of hub. We're at the intersection of two interstates, plus a U.S. highway and a rail.
85 and 40?
And 85 and 40. They intersect right at Hillsboro. And so we have this cluster of distribution businesses. Think the E-Tree, Eurosports and Sports Endeavors. Southern Seasons has all their delivery business. When they send gift packages, that's there. It's one of the reasons why Weaver Street Market would have their, even on the local delivery basis, their PHE, one of our great corporate citizens, just had their 40th anniversary.
P-H-E.
We know them as Adam and Eve.
Yes. Adam and Eve. Oh,
but they're, and they are a great corporate citizen. And when all the mills closed, I mean, there's lots of places for jobs for people. And so both new and old, we had, it's a great cluster of distribution businesses.
Now, you mentioned the tax base. What are some more advantages to being in Hillsborough, having a business?
Well, the location is one, and I'm not sure it's the tax base. I mean, Orange County and the Triangle, you know, taxes, they are what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what you'll find in Hillsborough, that there's an enormous amount of support, and particularly if we're focusing on small business and the entrepreneurial business, it is amazing what people will do. There's both formal and informal support. And I'll talk about the formal supports.
Okay.
The Economic Development Office for Orange County has just released some new loans, for example, that are available to small businesses. And we'll find that some of them are there. The Piedmont Food and Agricultural Processing Center. So we have a lot of wonderful farms in the area, great farmers market that you have downtown and elsewhere, as we have, you know, all throughout Orange County. And those farms are supporting lots of the local restaurants. Having this regional multi-county agricultural center, but it's located right in Hillsborough. And that's a place that people can rent, you know, by the hour, a commercial kitchen to take some of the local agricultural products and then try to bring them to market. So that's one of the advantages.
What a jewel.
Yeah. Plus, now, and here's the third reason why it's a great place to do business in Hillsborough. It is hip.
It's cool.
It is cool. You know, we have this history. It's a great place to live and work. And so I mean, I think there's a real sense of we want to, you know, be in a nice community.
Yes.
It has that really small town feel. It's about 6,000 people, maybe 12,000 in our ETJ or extraterritorial jurisdiction.
Yes,
but
yes.
We're surrounded by small farms. But
yes.
It's very, very much a small town feel. Lots of arts around. Very successful galleries. There's 3 or 4 jewelers that make their living downtown. You've got painters. And, you know, at some point, I really just need to tell you about how the sense of community really supports businesses.
Well, Tom, let's talk about that when we come back after our break, because I got to confess, this is fascinating stuff about Hillsborough, especially for business. Please, let's talk more about this when we get to our next segment. You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. This is Sharon Hill. I'm talking today to the Honorable Tom Stevens. You can call him Tom, Mayor of Hillsborough. You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill, with my guest today, the Honorable Tom Stevens, the Mayor of Hillsborough. Please stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
We're back, and I'm talking to the Honorable Tom Stevens, who is the mayor of Hillsborough. Tom, when we left off, you were just talking about some of the beautiful advantages of Hillsborough. What are some more advantages to owning a business in Hillsborough?
Well, I said they're formal and informal. And I was speaking to owner of a new business, the Depot, if you go to West End, which is a little commercial area in the mill area, the western part, just away from the downtown. It's kind of an extension to the downtown. And they've been in open now. New barbecue restaurant there. There's a store for pets, Paws in the Corner, and this wonderful
Paws in the Corner. I love his name.
It's by this new park, which is a dog park and a health center there. But the Depot, which is a country store and has music in the evening, and most of these places open up in April. And been enormously successful. I mean, you go there, there's music 4 or 5 nights a week. You see kids and families and folks just come out. And what we have in Hillsborough are all these gathering places. So I was asking the proprietor, I said, what? I said, I'm going on this wonderful show with Sharon Hill.
And
so tell me what has worked for starting a business in Hillsborough for you. And It was very pleasing because first she said, well, the officials are my customers and they're on our side.
That helps.
Well, and she said it did help because, yes. You know, we generally, if you find, if you go to, this is what I think, if you go to our planning department, if you go to the fire marshal, if you come to the mayor and you come to the planning board, town board, you know, we want to see places work. And we're going to ask hard questions. We want places, things to fit in, but we make things, we try to stay out of the way where we need to stay out of the way, and we try to expedite and make things happen. And so it's pretty straightforward about here's what you need to do. And so I like that. And then the second thing that this person said was how much the community just wrapped around and wanted it to be successful. And that's the sense that you get in Hillsborough. I would say it's all about beverages. It's the coffee store and the wine store and the tavern.
All the wonderful places, yes.
And the community store, you know, you go in and get your Coke and your ice cream. But people want it to be successful. And she said, people just – and I said, it's like that. It's like who's the customer of who or who owns who. You know, you're the business owner. But the people feel real ownership for businesses in Hillsborough and love it.
It sounds so exciting, Tom. I'm sure as you're speaking, some of our listeners are saying, by golly, I ought to start a business in Hillsborough. What advice would you give to someone who wants to start fresh with a business in Hillsborough?
Well, one, you know, have a good business idea and a good plan and be ready to persevere. I mean, businesses have to stand on their own and not every business will. But I think at any level, there's as much opportunity for success in Hillsborough as there is anywhere. And a lot of it, I would say, get to know us, get to know the community. You can really leverage that small town sense of people caring and having ownership of your business when you're doing something that the community cares about. A good product, a good service, and then getting the word out. But you want to do a little homework and make sure it fits and just get to know folks and you got to tweak things so it fits into the community.
Should somebody start with your Chamber of Commerce?
Chamber of Commerce, I would absolutely make sure that you're getting connected to our local Chamber of Commerce, call our planning office, you know, check in the business licenses. Most of that stuff is pretty straightforward, but certainly is confusing.
I can imagine.
There's lots of opportunities. I'm pretty easy to find at the coffee shop.
At the coffee shop, or
the tavern, or any number of different places.
Beautiful.
But yeah, contact officials. Talk to people. Talk to the Chamber of Commerce. It's a very, very friendly place and accessible. And there's also a sense. For example, we have lots of restaurants there. I mean, I can walk to my house downtown to about six sit-down restaurants from first class to something places that are very casual. And I think the restaurant owners understand that having all those restaurants brings people to Hillsborough, so they're all more successful because there's groups of restaurants. And so I think other business owners want to see other business owners succeed. You know, there's a co-opetition, I guess.
Co-opetition. I've heard that word a lot. I love that word.
You know, but, you know, artists want to see other artists succeed. Restaurateurs want to see other restaurants succeed. Shop owners want to see other shops be very, very successful.
Why do you think that is, Tom? What is it about Hillsborough that puts this sort of energy, this co-opetition together? What is it about Hillsborough that brings this about?
You know, I wish I could bottle it because I would be very rich, and that would be a nice business to have.
I must say.
I think my lucky star is that we have it and we guard it. And I see my role as mayor in many ways just, you know, how do we stay out of the way? And we're fortunate to have the greatest history and natural assets with the river going through town and a real sense of community. And just try to guard it as much as possible.
And you are. Well, Tom, I know you also are a business owner. Even though you're the mayor of Hillsborough, your business is what?
Think Leadership Ideas.
Think Leadership Ideas.
That's right. What and it's interesting is this how it, my role in my consulting business is a boutique consultancy. And what I try to do is help everyone from middle managers to senior leaders and executives and business owners create and sustain exceptional organizations and do that three different ways. One, I do speaking and seminars about how do you deal with change, how do you think creatively, what are the aspects of running an organization and bringing people together. I'm a facilitator, so I do a lot of strategic planning and management retreats, and then executive coaching. And so certainly I've done large corporate work with big agencies, but I would say over 50% of my work is also with small businesses and nonprofits, and just love the work. And it's just so exciting when I see people achieving their dreams and running their organization and people coming together doing astonishing things. And I'm just always pleased to be part of it as an advisor.
What made you decide to go into your own business, as you've just described it? Because it sounds like you're helping a bunch of different companies.
Well, sometimes I call myself a recovering social worker. This is really a second career in many ways. I trained as a therapist. I ended up being the executive of a clinic for 12 years, family service agency in Durham. And after about a 20-year stint in human services and healthcare, particularly in mental health, I was done with that and trying to figure out what do I do with these skills with facilitation and leadership and how organizations go through change. And so I ended up becoming a consultant, working with some consultants, and in 2001 launched my own business.
Good for you. And if someone wanted to contact you, Tom, what number should they call? What website should they go to get in touch with you?
thinkleadershipideas.com is the best way to reach me for business. And to reach me as mayor, our town website has an automatic contact form, and that website is hillsboronc.org.
Thank you so much. Tom, let's take our final break. And when we come back, let's talk some more about your business as well as some final thoughts about the wonderful town of Hillsboro. Please stand by. You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. We are so lucky to have as our guest today the Honorable Tom Stevens, who is the mayor of Hillsboro and the owner and founder of thinkleadershipideas.com. Stand by. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
We're back. We're talking to the Honorable Tom Stevens, who is the mayor of Hillsboro. Tom, in our last segment, you mentioned what people needed to do to get businesses started. Can you tell us some more information for those who are interested in getting a business started in Hillsboro? Any more advice you'd like to share?
Well, you know, a lot of it depends on scale and scope, but I would say choose your location wisely. And here's why I think Hillsboro would be a good place, because look to people who've been successful and see what they're doing and then see what you can learn from them and then do what you're going to do differently and distinctively. So it's not necessarily all about being the best. It's about being distinctive. Can I share with you a couple of success stories?
Please do.
You know, I brought you a couple gifts here.
Yes, you did.
I see you really gravitated immediately to the little bag of Matthew's chocolates.
Yes, indeed.
Matthew's chocolates. Matthew Shepard started a little shop 4 or 5 years ago right on the Church Street, the main street there in Hillsboro. Fabulous success story. I mean, he worked really, really hard. When he opened up his shop, he was there 7 days a week making chocolate late at night, opening up, and then just trying to keep it stocked because so many people were trying to buy the chocolate. Incredible, just awesome handcrafted chocolates, which you can see. And so that, you know, he's been very successful and now is expanding, getting ready to expand his kitchen and have greater offerings. He's partnered with like Local Pops and Luna Pops and to try to, you know, bring other sort of folks to his shop and created jobs. That's great. And so some people want to start a storefront kind of business. But you don't have to start a storefront to do a business. I also brought you some brittle bits.
Yes.
A friend of mine who just started, you know, in her kitchen a little bit, making peanut brittle, exquisite peanut brittle, and now is using the facilities, the what I call the Piedmont Food and Processing Center, to expand her business. She's now being carried at the depot, which I mentioned earlier, which is a great place. She's at Southern Seasons.
Yes.
You know, and so she's expanding her business without having to have any kind of storefront because she's wholesaling to somebody else. That's another great way to go. Look at other success stories. Think of the Gravelys, who started V-Tree. Now, you're familiar with V-Tree?
The E-Tree
Pottery, which is a couple of sisters on a trip to Italy, many, many years ago, but saw this hand-painted Italian pottery. They loved it, came back, set up a little shop in Daniel Boone Village, learned how to import it, and started this little import business. So it started out very small scale. Now they have a national, international. They are the importers of the E-Tree, you know, with lots and lots of employees and outlet. They have this whole distribution center that's set up in Hillsboro. So find out what you like to do. Follow your dreams. It doesn't matter if it's in your kitchen. It doesn't matter if it's in a storefront. It doesn't matter if you have a big scale. You know, there's a place, but go ahead and do it. There's nothing like – let me tell you, there's nothing like working for yourself.
Those who don't know, they'll find out. Absolutely. Yeah. But it sounds like in our last few seconds that if you do open a business in Hillsboro, it just sounds like there's so much support. You said people want to see people succeed in their businesses in Hillsboro.
And that's the advice I would have is look for people who are going to help you succeed.
Tom, I thank you so much for coming and talking to us today. I think I could talk to you for days and still find out new information.
I always enjoy talking with you, Sharon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. You've been listening to Today's Business 1360 with Sharon Hill. My guest has been Tom Stevens. What a fascinating conversation. That's our show for today. Thank you.
You've been listening to Today's Business on WCHL with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, an exclusive presentation of 1360 WCHL. Join us again next time for Today's Business.